This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Three confirmed cases of bird flu have hit Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the first on Monday. Two more confirmed later in the week. They include a commercial chicken flock, a commercial turkey flock, and a backyard flock of mixed birds. Canada and countries in the European Union have already stopped importing poultry from the state. Plans are underway to euthanize hundreds of thousands of birds to stop the spread. Here with us is University of Wisconsin Extension Poultry Specialist Ron Kane. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And I'll invite listeners, if you have questions about the bird flu outbreak, join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. First, Ron, do we know how this avian flu spread to Wisconsin?
Well, we're fairly certain that wild waterfowl, wild ducks and geese carried this type, and so it's assumed that they are transmitting it, you know, up the Midwest Flyway. It's a little less certain how it's getting inside the barns in some situations, but I think that's probably they are the base at some point.
So these migrating birds, the disease, as I understand it, doesn't necessarily affect them, but they can carry it.
Correct.
So what are the details of the outbreak? What have we seen this week?
So the farms, as I understand it, have all seen fairly high mortality, so lots of dead birds. And then they call in USDA and Department of Agriculture here in the state, and they have tested positive then. So from that point, they quarantine those facilities and are in the process of euthanizing them.
And how many birds are potentially at risk, and how many are affected by this effort to control this?
So as I understand, the first chicken farm had about 180,000 chickens, and a fair number of those, I believe, have actually died from the disease, but the rest would be euthanized. The turkey flock, I think, was approximately 125,000 turkeys. And so, again, the same situation.
So what is the bird flu? What are the symptoms in chickens and turkeys?
In many cases, the birds just die very suddenly. And so they're finding, you know, dead birds with very few symptoms. In other cases, as I understand it, they get sort of quiet, don't want to move, can't stand up, some things like that. But I believe in a lot of cases, it's a sudden death.
And one question that probably pops in a lot of people's minds, we've seen animal-to-human transmissions of various kinds of flus, including bird flus. This particular one, as far as we know yet, any dangers for humans?
There's no evidence of that. No, no one has gotten sick that anyone has seen, and there's no, as far as we know, it's not affecting any humans.
Now, this week was the first sign of this here in Wisconsin, but when did the outbreak of this bird flu start in the U.S.?
Yeah, it started on the West Coast. I believe in February there were some breaks in California and Oregon and Washington and Idaho, and then first week in March, there was a break here in the Midwest in Minnesota, and since then, sort of up and down the Mississippi River. So Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
So given that it's been spreading from the West, apparently, were we watching for this here in the state?
Yes, we were definitely aware of it, and I hate to say, but probably expecting it. I think we were afraid that there would be some. So the diagnostic lab and Department of Agriculture and USDA and everyone has been sort of monitoring things.
I want to get into the scope of this. How much of an impact is this having on the poultry business in states it's already been in, potentially here in Wisconsin?
Sure. I would say so far it's been fairly minimal on an industry scale. You know, it sounds like a lot of chickens, but in reality it's a fairly small number. Turkeys, I believe it's affected approximately 1% of the annual turkey production. So not a huge thing, but potentially it could be a big problem.
So for a particular farm affected, even if it's 1% of the whole, if it's 100% of your flock, that's a big impact.
It's devastating for them, yes. You know, and an emotional toll as well. I think it's really a struggle for them to deal with this.
We are talking about this outbreak of an avian flu affecting chickens and turkeys, first seen in Wisconsin now this week. Ron Kane is with us from UW Extension. On the consumer side, Ron, with the scope you just talked about, are consumers going to see any difference in prices and availability of poultry products?
I think, again, currently, I don't think there will be a large effect. Certainly, you know, it hasn't hit enough maybe to cause a problem, but I think we don't know what's coming. You know, potentially it could get worse. There's concern in the East Coast. Of course, there's a lot of broiler production there, so if this were to spread down the East Coast flyway, then you could see a lot more chicken concerns.
Now that the problem's here, what is the state doing, and along with USDA, to try to make sure it doesn't spread any more than it already has?
Sure. So immediately when there's a confirmed positive, that farm is quarantined. So nothing, you know, no poultry or products can leave that farm. They also put in a containment zone around that farm, and they will test all the birds within that containment zone to see that they don't carry influenza. And then, you know, beyond that, I think just spreading the word and trying to get everyone to tighten biosecurity in hopes that we don't get spread.
So maybe morbid curiosity, but how does one euthanize and then dispose of over, you know, six-digit number of sure. potentially diseased birds?
And there are a couple approved methods. In some cases, they can use a foam. And it's sort of like a firefighting foam that it just like you would suffocate a fire, it sort of removes the oxygen, and so the birds are euthanized that way. Seems like it's fairly humane. The other method is typically a carbon dioxide euthanasia. So, again, it's a chamber, and they would be run out of oxygen.
Now, the USDA told Minnesota, which already had problems with this, that this bird flu may be around, we're talking years here, about a few years before we're through this. Why are we looking at that long a timeline?
Yeah, I saw that. I think the concern is that since it's in wild waterfowl, it may just be a couple of years of those birds migrating back and forth from north to south and back again. I think the hope is that, you know, in a couple of years, either the virus will mutate, which it does readily, or maybe birds will become a bit more immune to it. But not a rosy outlook.
Now, for people with smaller operations, maybe just you know, a handful of birds on their farm or backyard chicken farmers, any advice to try to keep the disease out of their birds?
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, we all stress biosecurity, trying to keep some separation from the domestic flocks and wild birds is probably the biggest thing. If you can get the birds indoors, that's probably safest, and then don't have people tracking things, you know, wearing plastic boots or having designated footwear so you don't track bird droppings into your flock can be a big thing. I think those are probably the keys.
Now, county fairs are just a few months off. 4-H members are looking forward to showing off animals. Are we going to see extra precautions, changes in the way animals are brought and exhibited at fairs?
I, from what I understand at this point, there are not any rules changes planned. That's coming from the Department of Agriculture, but I don't believe they're planning anything at this point. Now, if things get worse, maybe. Definitely, I would encourage, you know, again, strict biosecurity. We always encourage them to quarantine their birds after the fair before they mix them back with their flock. That's probably will be stressed a lot more this year. And I don't know. I hope that, again, once the migration passes through, maybe things will will calm down. So by June, July, hopefully this will pass.
Ron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Have a good day.
We've been speaking with UW Extension poultry specialist Ron Kane, looking at the three cases of bird flu that have hit Wisconsin, what it means for chickens and turkeys and the people who raise them here in the state. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard will be back with me on Monday. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.